Grain futures, well, it was a nice rebounding week. We had seen wheat at one time from the Sunday night lows vault 40 cents higher from those levels. And, of course, today they want half of that back. We're still higher on the week in the winter wheat contracts by about a dime, Minneapolis by a few pennies. Corn, there too, we had seen a rally off of those early week lows by about 15 cents. I think we were up about a dime on the week at one time. So now corn holding a gain of a couple of pennies. Soybeans, there too, an improvement at one time. I think we were like 20 plus cents higher on the week. Now we're about a dime higher. Now, it's not much to talk about, but the falling knife stopped. That falling knife pretty much stopped a week ago Monday, not this past Monday, but a week ago Monday. This past Monday, we got going underway on the trading Sunday night. They hammered those lows, but they didn't stay there, and we quickly had seen short covering from the index funds who had found themselves a little too short on the wheat market maybe for this time of year, given the problems that we're seeing now with the soft red winter wheat crop. So much rain in Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, causing concerns that scab is building on that crop. So it's not like already had problems in Kansas. Now it's rolling into the southern soft red winter wheat states. Now add to that, this week through next week, France, we can see your underpants. The weather forecast is for 90s to 100 degree temperatures. The crop is trying to finish. It's out of the flowering stage into the heading stage. And that's going to take the top off of that crop. And then Germany and Poland to the east, they're still flowering. That's going to affect their yields. Ukraine is dry. It's just not hot. They're dry, but their temperatures are in the upper 70s, low 80s. So they can bide their time along here for some rain. So crop sizes are going to come off there. And then to add to it, they've announced Super El Nino, not El Nino. Super El Nino is in play. Japan's announced it. Australia announced it. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration in the U.S. has announced it. That comes with a very strong likelihood that Australian wheat yields for the crop that's just planted now or getting finished up, they're still planting until early July yet. That crop's going to probably find some adverse weather in August and September, trimming their yields. You know, I can't guarantee that, but you can say likely based off of historical precedents ever since El Niños have been acknowledged since the 1950s, that's going to cause a reduction in storehouse of production of wheat. So this ever-growing supply of wheat is down. It's going down. It will likely continue lower. So that kind of sets the stage for a normal harvest low for wheat that typically would occur in July. Maybe it's behind us right now or in front of us at the end of the month. But either way, end users are going to be looking to grab available wheat supplies as they come because this ever-growing supply is behind us now. That doesn't stop wheat from being down 10 cents today, as it's still up a dime on the week in winter wheat. But we have July Chicago lower by 10 cents today, 602 and a quarter. The July Kansas down 11, 641 and a half. In Minneapolis, July off 3 1/4 to 622 and a quarter, while September loses a penny and a quarter to 647. Corn, they're down too, down 5.5 cents on July, 415 and a half, a nickel higher on the week. December corn down 6.5 cents, still a couple of pennies higher on the week. Over in soybeans, July contract down 9.5 cents, 1122 and a half. November off 7 1/4, 1142. And yes, we sold corn to Mexico this morning and a lot of beans to China this morning. Those rumors did come true. Export sales, pretty good for corn. USDA, you're going to have to increase the exportable amount of old crop corn and lower that carryout, but we know you're going to drag your feet. But we know you're going to have to do it someday. On the cattle trade, cattle on feed report out after the close of today. Market under heavy selling pressure today. They're worried that cash trade is going to be no better than steady. Probably no cash trade until probably Friday, even though there's no markets on Friday. But packing plants will still be working on Juneteenth. The June cattle contract down $1.32 to $254.50. Cash trade last week, $256. The contract expires in, what here, about 12 days. This board action probably says at best steady cash trade. The box beef lower again today, well over a dollar on both. They could not ring the bell of $400 choice box beef this week. We have fallen away from that by quite a bit today, down $1.23 to $393.27. So we gave up almost $7 on the choice box beef, which peaked on Tuesday. So $254.42 on June cattle, down $1.32, off $2.30 on August cattle, $246.55. October lower by $1.85, $2.40 even. Guesses for this afternoon's cattle on feed report: on feed 102.3%, placements 92.8%, marketing's at 89%. Everybody's holding cattle back, making them as fat as they can to capture the cash values and, of course, help keep the feeds, the beef supply available. Choice, a lot of it out there. Feeder cattle, the index today up 247 to 366.49. The one day, 374. But August feeders off 82 cents, 366.60. The best they could do this week was 369.02. They hit that early this morning. September feeders down 110, 364.55. October off 110, 361.75. Hog futures up 37 cents on July, 95.02. October up 2 cents, 81.30. Gold today losing $136 an ounce to $4,245.06. Silver contract for July down $4.75, $66.02. The dollar index over par. We're up 70 cents at 100.57. Bitcoin losing $1,765 on that June contract, trading at $62,505. And crude oil, we're down again, but we're about $2 off of morning lows. We hit a low about 9:30 this morning. Now we have the August contract just down $1.55 at $74.46 ahead of the weekend. Electronically, energies will trade tomorrow. So will the metal markets. Gasoline up 2.75 cents a gallon, $2.86, while August diesel fuel is down 9.5 cents a gallon, $3.04. Any questions, you can certainly find us at our website, heartlandinvest.com. Phone numbers are there. Don't forget livestock risk protection and insurance, your ability to switch to have us help you out. That is now in a window through July 1st. Work with somebody who understands LRPs, not just sells LRPs. We're the place, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.